Everyone, and welcome to episode 374 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time listening to the show, let me explain what this show is like. It's a lot like running out of things to compare it to, okay? Every week I sit up here and there's so much pressure. Everyone expects you to come up with some clever saying intro.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what if I have writer's block? What if I don't feel very creative this week? I have a lot of stress right now. There's a lot going on.
Sorry, I heard that as Mark Kenobi.
I did too.
I have a lot of stress, okay?
I was waiting for the okay.
What do you expect from me? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. I'm Jeremy. With me today are our two just as emotionally fragile co-hosts.
Yeah, Doug. Yeah, all on that one.
Yeah. All on it, all the way. Kevin, hi.
Welcome, everybody. I hope that we have a good show today. We won't have a show next week because when you're listening to this on Tuesday, I have my surgery on Wednesday, and in my butt and crotch region are pretty sensitive after this surgery. So I can't sit for a very long time. So this week we're going to try to bring the funny. It probably won't happen, but we'll try our best.
He's having butt surgery.
They're taking
his butt was deemed too juicy.
Mm-hmm. Too much cake.
God, I wish that was the problem. I wish that maybe I can ask them to put some fat from my tummy into my butt.
Hey, can you just reallocate this fat up here to back there, please?
Yeah, man. Save some cake for Doug and I. We both have Hank Hill ass.
Yeah, seriously. Shoulder, it's just flat from shoulders to knees.
That's true. That's so
true. Sometimes I look in the mirror and I just shake my head in a very negative manner. And then I look at Ashley and I go, why did you marry this?
Why?
Yeah, why?
You just why?
Yeah. And then she was like, you got a good personality.
Oh.
She's like, do you want the happy answer or the honest answer?
She was like, you were a safe bet.
You're a safe bet.
I replaced our clone image in the chat. That we were looking at before to the Hank Hill butt.
Oh no, there it is. Oh man. Well, if you are enjoying what you're listening to, if you like it, if this is your first time, welcome. And we have a ton more content for you. We've got 373 more episodes that you can go back and listen to. You can find
that.
And more than that, yeah, that's just the regular podcast. Then we also have all the
specials,
the seasonal shows, the Comic-Con shows, the interviews. There's a ton of content. So You can go back and listen to it all. If you need links, they're on their website at www.the8bitgeek.com. You'll find links to Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. Oh, all of it's there. We also...
Before this episode, 492 episodes.
Wow. Approaching 500, huh?
Yeah, almost to 500. Wow. That's including that's everything. So
we only
Wait,
have
that's the diner as well.
No. That's not
well,
the
maybe those times we've put the diner up on our show.
Yes.
Okay.
So like 2 weeks. It's like that. There's Horror Fest. There's Ape at Xmas. There's all the random reviews and all that shit that we've done too are all up here. So it's a
shows.
Lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And the guest shows. Yep.
Well, I've got good news, guys. We only have 9,500 shows left to do before we become experts at this.
That's true.
So we're getting close.
Fuck.
moving the needle every day.
I don't know, man. The McElroys announced today their podcasting book. Maybe we should pick their book up when it comes out in January and learn how to actually do podcasting right.
Oh. Have we been doing it wrong this whole time?
I don't know. We'll have to read their book to find out.
Oh my God. What if they're just making a book in order to sell it and it doesn't really give that advice?
I've really thought about that because it's like how to do podcasts by the McElroys. And it's one of those like, okay, no, y'all really have succeeded and made this into like a full fledged career. That's great. But, and they're like, we often tell you not to listen to our advice, but for this time we are. But it's, I had that thought today. I'm just like, but what if it's not?
I'm going to say there's a 90% chance the first line in that book will be, listen, we don't really know, but
yeah, it's worked for us. We're not going to say it's going to work for you. Like, who fucking knows? It's so up to chance.
There's a lot of luck.
They just happen to land on a good network right off the bat. Mm-hmm. They already had fan bases behind them based on their other jobs at Polygon or Joystick. And so it was just like,
God, such great names.
You had a fucking leg up, man.
Those are two great names for a business. Mm-hmm. Joystick and Polygon.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we would have chose those for this podcast name.
Yeah, we would have had to be in like circa 2000 to capture
saying,
that.
I'm just saying that I wish that
Polygon,
we came up with...
Polygon we probably could have gotten.
Yeah.
Because they were established in what? What year?
I'd have to look at
2016, 2017?
Really? Polygon. That late in the game? No, it had to be earlier.
They were formed after Joystick.
2012.
Damn, so we couldn't have gotten Polygon.
2012. Yeah, Polygon. I mean, I can't believe nobody used that until 2012. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of things that we could have used other than 8-Bit Geek, but we weren't that creative. So...
yeah,
true, but also if you remember the week-long like battles we went through to pick a goddamn name.
It was true. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. very true. It was really tough to land on even this, but don't worry, we're approaching episode 400 where we'll have a whole new name.
Yeah. Relaunch 2021 relaunch because
every 100 episodes.
Yeah, we got to just leave this shit behind in 2021 when we have a new president, hopefully. We'll leave this shit in the past, mm-hmm. and we'll go full nerd, and we won't talk politics anymore.
And we'll name it after this president, the new one. It'll just be called 47? 47.
46.
Is it 46? It'll just be, the podcast name will be 46.
Yeah, that's why I feel bad for the podcast friends, Colt 45. Because that's obviously a play on Colt 45, the beverage. But Colt 45, like how they spell it, C-U-L-T 45, is now a, I'm not shitting you.
Oh my God, yes.
Is associated with Trump.
Trump, yeah,
and
yeah,
his
yeah.
followers. And I feel so bad for them because it's a podcast of two black gentlemen who review movies, and they're funny and they're great, and because of some unfortunate circumstances in our political world, their name has been goddamn co-opted by the fucking
about that.
I don't know if they have. Because if I'm them, I'm doing a fucking media like just frenzy of mm-hmm, just like yeah. anti-Trump, Black Lives Matter. You know, we participated in their podcast blackout a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I'd be like, how much money do I have to pay to own this hashtag? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, what do we have to do for just ads and internet space?
Make sure we are the number one hit on Google.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep. With their faces, two black gentlemen, yeah. And then and just anti-Trump everything, just to like.
Although it could work in their favor. Because a lot of people could get turned onto that podcast out of just like, and then they're like, oh, well, we got a lot of new fans. Are they racist? Yeah. Sure, but.
Oh, man, I thought this is where the alt-right was hanging out these days. Damn it. Yeah. But you know what, though? I do totally agree with what you had to say about the Matrix.
The comments.
I guess I'm going to stick around.
Oh, my God, the comments. Well, I hate that you guys are black, but I love that you're right about everything you're saying.
Yeah, but you're. But your views on the movie industry and movies really reflect that of my own.
Spot on.
Yeah, you know what? You have changed me.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be yeah.
Well, this would be something. Let's make that happen. Oh, that'd be good.
What are we gonna do? What can we do?
I don't know.
I mean, nothing against them, but we do have more listeners than they do.
Do we?
Oh. Direct them towards them.
They're awesome. They're way better than us, though. How does that happen?
I don't know. I question this all the time. Probably the same reason how and why the McElroy brothers are writing a book, because they question it too. They're like, I don't know.
I don't know. Right place, right time, right connections.
Mm-hmm.
Whole bunch of things. And their dad was like a radio broadcaster. I mean, like, that's not
fucking fair. They grew up in it. Yeah.
Yeah, they grew up in it.
Their dad taught them how to play off of each other. And
Yeah, exactly. That's another thing. Their family. Like, they literally had at least 20-something years built in of, like, relationship. And, yeah, exactly. We'd talk about that at Saga occasionally, too, where, you know, Caleb will be like, man, why can't we be as funny as the McElroys? And we're like, bitch, they brothers. Mm-hmm. like they've all known each other. The three of the four of them have known each other their entire lives.
They've bunked together. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, Caleb, I know you and I have been friends for 20 years, but like, you know, y'all just met Jeremy 6 years ago, 8 years ago, whenever, you know, depends.
And then it was really awkward when you all looked at me and said the same thing at the same time. It was almost like you rehearsed it. Well, why? We just want him to be funny, like, for once. And I was
we weren't looking at you. We were looking past you to the person standing behind you, asking them to be funny.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Yeah. Ed.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. No, just kidding.
Oh, no.
Ed kills it.
I didn't want to throw the real person under the bus.
Me.
But just you know kidding. Who you are.
Yeah, I mean, you know who you are. Brittany.
Oh, God. Oh,
wow. All right, let's go down the table. He's just like going in order.
Table, yeah.
Okay, so on the getting back to the train tracks here, we have a Discord that you can also hook up with and hook up with us in. No, wait, that's wrong. You can talk to us on our Discord. You can go add in the chat.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to see it.
Derailing it.
Well, I had a good ride. And you're funny.
You're very funny. So you can hop on over to the website, check out the Discord, and interact with everybody there. And of course, we have a Patreon, because who doesn't have a Patreon these days? You know what I think? I think that we should be the first podcast to open a OnlyFans.
I'm gonna hate to break it to you, bud.
We're not the first.
We wouldn't be the first.
No. Hold on. A OnlyFans that just puts out the same content that we put on Patreon. Like, nothing sexy at
still
all.
No.
Yeah, I'm still saying there's already podcasts that do that.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I come out with these great ideas and you're telling me they're taken already?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, go on over to Patreon anyways, and you can find a whole bunch of content there. We do a daily show called The Diner, where we bring you a ton of good fun and laughs, and we get really serious over there sometimes, and you see a different side of us. I think you'd really enjoy it. So for $5 a month, you can have access to that, and we give you a whole bunch of other stuff as well. And that's it for my spiel. We can move on to Amazon Adventures, where we read funny reviews left on Amazon for products. This is brought to you by Amazon, but they're not a sponsor. And Doug, you're up first. What do you got for us?
I'm reviewing a mouse pad.
Oh, okay. Seems simple enough.
Mm-hmm. It's a verified purchase.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2XL Red Edge.
Ooh, nice. It's got the little trim.
Yeah, five stars. This mouse pad got me laid.
Oh. Okay. Are we talking Hawaii or are we talking bedroom?
We'll find out, won't we? I have to assume bedroom. Kev, what happened? What happened in your office?
Yeah, what is happening?
Why is it so dark in there? For a second, it was just your face.
No, because I turned off my webcam light because the light of the Google Doc was like so bright with it already.
Why don't you just turn on your room light?
Because that requires effort.
Okay, so I'm going to read this while you're wireless. Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. Look at the natural light.
A foot away.
He took one step.
You could literally have used your back scratcher to reach it. You wouldn't have had to have gotten up at all.
No. I couldn't. I tried to reach.
Okay, here we go. This mouse pad. Oh, Lord, this mouse pad. Let me tell you about this mouse pad.
Go on.
I got this in the mail, not expecting anything, for $13. What I got was mousepad gold. Ooh. As soon as I unboxed it, Post Malone himself knocked on my door to party like a rock star.
What?
Isn't that LMFAO? It doesn't matter. When I set it on my desk, I noticed how it laid perfectly flat despite being rolled up. Try harder, Razor, because this mouse pad is insane. I was brokenhearted and lonely before this mouse pad. When I logged onto Facebook, I had 500 friend requests from girls. Guys, too. I don't discriminate. Nice. All wanting me. I chose one randomly by gliding my mouse as if it was traversing dimensions and time on a cloud and clicking with such passion that Thor struck down a tree behind my house. Obviously, he's jealous of my mouse pad.
Clearly.
As soon as I accept, she begs for me to marry her. Of course I do. Now I got 3 kids who are all MIT students at age of 6. Know why? Because I also bought these mouse pads. Don't be stupid. Buy this mouse pad.
Wow.
I ordered it right away.
Add the cart.
88 people found this helpful. Not enough.
True.
Oh boy. So my review is for shop towels.
Cool.
Cool.
It's a verified purchase, 5-star. I thought about if I should do a voice this week, and I couldn't come up with any for a shop towel. So I don't understand it. I bought the shop towels for the purpose of keeping things clean around my shop. I've had them sitting in the corner of the shop ever since they arrived. I took them out of the box and everything. And they have not cleaned my shop yet. I'm not sure what they're expecting. Do I need to feed them? I tried saying good things to encourage them. When they did not work, I yelled at them. But they still sit there on the shelf doing nothing. And I just don't understand it.
291 people found that helpful.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Oh, man.
Kev, what do you got?
I've got a mason jar this week, guys.
All pretty simple standard products that you might find in your house this week.
Totes. I go under the name Skippy for this one.
Of course you do.
Yeah. 4 stars. They were glassy.
Play on words, maybe?
Yeah. Now, I don't understand why Amazon wants me to review everything I purchase. I mean, after all, these are just jars. I mean, can jars merit a 1-star review or a 5-star review? I mean, what makes a mason jar outstanding? I mean, I guess for me, these simple jars would merit 5 stars instead of 4 if every time I opened it, Billy Joel stopped by to play a classic song for me. I'd give him some iced tea that I brewed in that jar, and he would drink it and then ask me to open a bottle. Or white, a bottle of red, or a bottle of red, you know, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. God damn it. One person found that helpful, and I assume it's Billy Joel.
I mean, listen, they've got a fair point, right? Like, but I mean, it's a mason jar. How bad can it be? I mean, does it come broken? I guess that would warrant a 1-star review.
Yeah.
It holds things. Ba-da-da. All right, let's get in some news. Let's do some newsies. All right, guys, listen.
Hold on.
What?
That could mean something different to other people in the world, such as the Broadway cast of Newsies.
Did I say let's do newsies?
Let's do some newsies.
Oh, God. The Newsies fans... just their ears went wide open. They're like, what?
Kirked up.
What? What?
We're doing Newsies?
Finally.
I've been waiting years for this podcast to recognize them.
Hey, the movie version of it is on Disney Plus, and it has Christian Bale in it.
The Newsies, I have never seen.
It's just Newsies.
Yeah.
It's not the Newsies.
And I've never seen the Newsies.
Oh.
And I can't see it at this point because I know someone who's such a huge fan that they just fangirl over it every single time. And like for so long that it's made me not want to give it a chance at all.
Who, Kevin?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just get so excited as soon as it, like, as soon as that first song kicks in, man.
Every morning he wakes up.
Wait, Kev, remind me what the first song is, please. Can you sing it to me?
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground for Ben most of my days.
Nailed it.
I thought you were bullshitting. You got it. All right.
Every day for the last 4 years, Kevin has woken up and texted me. You see Newsies yet?
Mm-hmm. Still hasn't seen it.
All right. So the Peacock has launched this week. Last week. And they're already losing movies a day after its full debut. Yeah. Major movies.
Peacock's already losing its strength.
Well, so apparently, again, people have already had it for months, depending on your TV provider.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the quotation, official launch.
Yeah, but I guess whatever deals they had for some of these movies expires at the end of July. So July 31st, a lot of these things are going away. But it's because, it's dumb, right? Because you think, like, you have services like Amazon Prime or Netflix or whatever that, like, when they get their contracts, they hold them for years often. And, like...
But you would think that NBC...
You guys just got there for, like, a month?
You would think that NBC would pull a Disney and just buy back the rights. You know what I'm saying? Like, but they are losing the Jurassic Park trilogy, Matrix trilogy, Shrek, Children of Men, The Mummy, Blair Witch Project. Are those all Warner Brothers? Because
Shrek is DreamWorks.
Jurassic Park is also Paramount.
Yeah.
Is it?
Mummy, I think, is Warner Brothers.
Matrix is Warner Brothers. I'm just curious.
Do you know where those are going then?
Yeah. To Warner Brothers.
Yeah, Microsoft.
Microsoft.
They're going to HBO.
Yeah. Yeah.
Max.
Huh. It's just a strange thing that they're like, well, maybe they just wanted it for the launch and they were like, oh, this will get people in and then they'll be, then they won't leave. We'll suck them in. Just like the cock does.
I think Comcast has had access for a few months now, so I guess they got to watch them. But are those movies that I care about?
No, because you own them already. Like 15 times over.
Right. Right. Or I'll just, if I want to watch them, I'll just show them wherever they show up next. Supposing they're not on Ed's Plex.
Do you know that it now costs more to have all these streaming services than it does to have cable?
I guess it depends if you actually pay for them. All.
I'm just like, if you were officially paying like a decent human being.
Well, I just mean like, okay, so we have Prime, but we have Prime, I mean, for more than just their movie section. We have Netflix. We don't pay for Hulu. We did that lump sum for Disney. So that was like a one-time purchase for 3 years.
But I'm just saying, like, if a normal person was to go out and to get Disney, Hulu, NBC,
dude, if you're doing Disney, Hulu, you need to do that bundled deal for like $10 a month.
But I'm,
what he's trying to say is they're all adding up after a while.
No, I 100% agree. But at the same time, it's like I don't know anybody who literally has all of them.
I don't either. But
Mo?
Mo?
Oh, God, stop calling Mo out.
No, I'm asking. I don't know. Like he'll answer he's honestly. I think he's more of a gamer though. Yeah, I don't know if he's gonna have the streaming services.
Netflix, speaking of streaming, is putting out their most expensive film ever. All right. And it's gonna be over $200 million. And it's coming from the Avengers Endgame directors. They'll be filming like an espionage movie. Mr. Joe and Anthony Russo. And they're putting, who's in this? They're putting some great actors in this thing.
Ryan Gosling and
Chris Evans.
So. I saw a tweet that had a picture of them side by side, and they were like, are they going to dye one of them, like one of their hair a different color? Is someone going to have a beard? Because it's the same white dude.
Yeah.
And sure. With the picture, it was like, I mean, they ain't wrong. This is the same person.
With some more movie news, you're going to see a lot more movies, obviously, coming to Netflix and all the streaming services because of the coronavirus and theaters being shut down, and the landscape is just continuously changing. We don't know when theaters are coming back, and if all of them are coming back, as we've talked about for the last few weeks. And Tenet has now been delayed indefinitely. It is off of Warner Brothers' 2020 release slate, so it won't be out until 2021. That is, that'll be official. And so my guess is that it won't be coming until at least next summer.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That is a good guess.
So this summer, you can pretty much say goodbye to any summer blockbusters. They'll be moving to either winter or next summer, and next summer is going to be a bloodbath at the theaters, just not in the seats. It'll be on the screen, because you will have a new mega movie releasing every week instead of every other week. It's going to be insane. Mm-hmm. And I hope that you have your subscription services ready, people.
I'm really curious to see what's going to end up being dropped for other streaming. Online streaming and said, yeah, I bet they're making those calls right now. I'm sure they're like, okay, so we couldn't release Scoob in theaters. Okay, that's fine. Uh-huh. That one can go, you know, like stuff like that, where it's like, okay, we have this movie. You know what? It'll do fine on Disney Plus. We're going to push it there. It'll be fine on HBO Max. It's going to go there.
It is and on HBO Max, actually. Scoob just showed Scoob, up on HBO
you know,
Max.
Well, I know, yeah. But I'm saying like other movies where it's like,
oh, okay.
You know, yeah. Because like, you know, Trolls 2, we've talked about that. You know, it was another mm-hmm. one where it's just like, well, just fucking put it online. You know, and Scoob, they did the same thing, and now it's available on HBO Max. And I'm curious, yeah, if Disney's going to be like, well, so this movie's just going to, like, Mulan. Like, yeah. Okay, Mulan was supposed to be out in May. Now it's going to be a December Disney Plus release.
I'd be surprised with that. Like, I don't
think Disney has to worry about that, because they've got other fucking tentpole movie franchises that can do much yeah, more.
Mulan was actually reviewed really well from critics, saying that it was actually pretty good, and I think that they would keep that one in the theater.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm curious to see what they're gonna eventually push off, because yeah, at some point you have to decide, like, do we want this movie either coming out the same week as that other giant movie, or in between these giant movies?
Oh,
like,
this
do we
thing.
Want to try to battle for that, or do we just want to, like, fuck it, just put it on Disney Plus?
Mulan has to come to theater. It had a $200 million budget. Mm. I mean, Netflix is obviously not caring about that. If it gets, I mean, if they get the equivalent of that many subscribers, right? They would want to make, they're probably thinking that it's going to make somewhere around $500 to $1 billion, right, Mulan? I'd say more around $500 to $700 million worldwide. Excuse me, sorry.
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Let's just say on a bad let's say $500 million, right?
Okay.
Divide that by the, how much are they charging? $12.99 a person?
What, Disney Plus? Yeah. Like $6.99?
Is it $6.99?
I think $6.99 a month, or what was it, $69 for the year?
Mm-hmm.
So they need, yeah, nice. They would need 71 million subscribers, new subscribers to make.
Just to watch it. I mean, like, that's all they, I mean, and when it comes to streaming, that's what they care about. They've got that money in streaming already, dude. They've already hit their 5-year goal within the first, like, six months of its release.
I know, but they still want to grow, right?
Because of COVID.
So they had a record setting in the movie industry last year. They want to follow that up. I know it's not going to happen. I know what you're saying. I agree with you. I just don't know. I think that I think they displayed what they're going to put onto Disney Plus, something that they knew was going to fail, like Artemis. Like, they were like, okay, this thing's not going to work, you know?
Well, Mulan is just the only other Disney movie I know that's been already pushed back. I'm sure there's others, but it's just like, I mean, I don't know what the fuck else they're coming out with. I mean, that was slated, Marvel aside, for the next, like, year or so, you know?
Well, what's really sad is also the Disney Plus shows that did get pushed back as well. Like, we're not going to get
Captain.
What's his name? Arm guy.
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah. Falcon and Winter Soldier, yeah.
That got pushed back, so, you know. Yeah, Black Widow got pushed back. So there are some stuff that, you know, we're just not going to see, and it's going to be sad that we don't have our summer movies, but let's see.
Yeah, see, Black Widow is a movie. Like, that's one I don't see them dumping on the Disney
No,
Plus.
They would get so much shit for dumping that.
Yeah, on the Disney Plus. Well, then that's one that, you know, like, just by Marvel association, it's going to make money. Will it make $1 billion? Probably not. No, but it, you know, that's not one. That's one you want as like a summer blockbuster. That's what it's supposed to be anyways, or November, I think it was. So, oh, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
We do have more animated series, more than ever, coming out. That was also the prediction from a lot of people, a lot of studios. They're like, well, we can't make movies, so let's draw them. And so we have a lot of animated stuff that's being greenlit, and one of them is Gremlins, Secret of the Mogwai, is an animated series that's coming out to HBO Max, and it's not going to be voiced by Howie Mandel as Gizmo. Fun fact, when I saw this story is when I found out that Howie Mandel voiced the character.
Same. I'm reading this and I'm like, really? Like, he's fucking Groot over here, where he has like three lines. Why do people care?
Hello? Because nobody can say that like him, okay? Jeez. And
just use the sound clips from the original movies.
In Gremlins 2, that man had like 10 lines.
Did he?
Jared would know. He just watched it.
I just watched it. Yeah, he was time to go.
I'm sorry. What was the line?
That cut out. We didn't hear it.
He was like, "Time to go home."
Yep. Okay.
That's a lot of words.
Time to go home.
Yeah, I'm just saying that he had more lines in second movie. You know, you guys wouldn't understand. You don't get it. Okay, you don't live in the world of Mogwai like I do. So let's just move on before we start fighting, okay?
Watches one Gremlin movie.
Oh, man, the show takes us back to 1920s Shanghai to reveal the story of how 10-year-old Sam Wing, future shop owner Mr. Wing, met a young Mogwai called Gizmo.
Oh, fuck. You know he's... He's been through some shit. He got the fucking thing wet many times. He fed him after midnight. That Mogwai, there's going to be some stories.
I mean, maybe that's how he found out. Like, he had to live in
there. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He lived the nightmare over and over again.
What if 1920s, Shanghai, he fed him after midnight? Mm-hmm. That's what started World War One. Just kidding.
What?
That's post-World War One. But, like, yeah, we find
fascist
out later.
Gremlins?
Yeah. Well, yeah, man, they just, hey. That's why you don't fucking feed them after midnight.
Yeah.
Wow. Set off a chain series of events, and like that's what led shit to go south,
man,
during the 30s and 40s. There, 1929.
Oh my God.
They made it to America, but they brought down the stock market.
What if they're behind every major incident in American and worldwide history?
Who was on the grassy knoll? Gizmo.
Stripes was. Stripes, not Gizmo.
That's why you can't support any businesses that stay open after midnight to serve food.
Uh-huh. And
they're secretly open just to fuck us up.
Man. Satellites exploding in space, like gremlins.
Fucking gremlins. Fuck.
It explains everything.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, let's get into some gaming. Logic. Kev, he's a rapper.
I know Logic's a rapper.
Yeah, not Logic keyboards and
That's Logitech.
I know. I just want to make sure that you knew the difference.
Yeah.
I know who Logic is.
Logic, the rapper, is putting out his fifth album called No Pressure, and it's going to be his final record. He is retiring from music, and that was announced, like, I think last Friday, so maybe 5 days ago, right? And then he posted on his...
Friday wasn't 5 days ago.
It's like 10 days ago then.
It was like 2 days ago.
So like 4 days ago.
14 days ago.
So at least 2 weeks.
84 years ago.
And so he announces his retirement. And then on Twitter, he posts a picture and he says, almost time. And that was yesterday. And then today it was announced that Logic has signed a 7-figure Twitch deal to stream with them, and it's a partnership. And so he is going to bring a lot of content to his page. Tomorrow is his first, Tuesday evening is his first stream. He's going to be streaming some of the new album. And he said that, I'm not a rapper guy, man. I'm just a nerd. I love video games. I'm blessed enough to have millions of fans and followers, so it's a great partnership. And he said that he declined to tell how much exactly the deal was, but he says that he's going to be focusing on music, interviews, other things, and video games. So when he announced his retirement, it was interesting because he said that, you know, it's been a great 10 years, but now it's time to be a father. And then signing this Twitch deal is better than any thing that you could do in music, because the fact that you get to stay at home, be a father, and create content there, and you're already paid.
Well, and also according to Twitch, the Twitch announcement, Logic will stream weekly on his Twitch channel.
Mm-hmm.
So that motherfucker ain't even doing it daily.
It's not even daily. It's just a weekly show.
That's awesome. That's the life. I mean, that's the dream right there, you know?
You don't have to. Go ahead.
Go on. I was going to say, dear Twitch, hi, I'm Doug with the 8-Bit Geek. You might know me from my podcast that I host on your fucking streaming platform. I, too, would love to I already do a weekly show here.
Pay me for it.
I can just send you my bank routing information.
You already have it.
Yeah. You know, shit, you already do. Ain't that the fucking truth? I'm a goddamn affiliate. Which I know means nothing in your eyes because everybody is an affiliate now. But if you...
Help.
Yeah, I'm already doing this. I've been doing it for free for years, so let's...
I'm sure there's a lot of pushback. From streamers who are like, this is a gaming thing. I've been doing this forever. It's like, listen, this is what is gonna start happening. All these
celebrities.
Yeah, celebrities, entertainers are gonna be like, so you're telling me that I don't have to go on the road 320 days a year, every night performing to make a couple thousand bucks. Because I have to pay staff and I have to pay like 90% back to the label. You're telling me you're just going to give me a 7-figure deal and we're just going to do this thing and I can just sit at home? All right. Like who wouldn't do that?
Yeah. Twitch is like, we just got a whole bunch of money back because we didn't have to fulfill a contract agreement.
Yeah. With Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah. So we have a lot of money to blow on bringing in some new talent. So hello. Logic.
Yeah, it'll be cool. So, yeah, look forward to that. I added him. I favored him because I was like, yeah, I'll check it out. I really like Logic. He's a good dude. He's got a lot of he's got some quality music, and I like where he stands. So, I'll give him a chance. We'll see how good he is. Speaking of Twitch and Dr. Disrespect, PC Gamer did an interview with him. And he opened up about what's going on with him and by saying nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Essentially, he just says that for legal counsel, he has to be careful here. But he says that he will not be returning to Twitch. And he says that's it. He plans on not signing an exclusive with anybody else. He says that he is probably, you know, he's deciding if he wants to do YouTube or Facebook, but he also said that he's thinking about streaming just exclusively on his website and doing it that way and creating his own thing. So we still don't know. We may never know why he got kicked off of Twitch. He still claims that he doesn't know either, but I think that's a lie, because obviously if there's a legal battle going on, he just can't say why.
Yeah, if legal counsel has told him not to say anything, that motherfucker knows why.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. So,
but he does say that the idea that it is something to do with criminal offenses or inappropriate behavior is crazy speculation.
Yes, 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 yes. So.
Probably just breach a contract of something.
Or what Doug said earlier, a couple weeks ago.
What did I say earlier?
That the other streamer found out about him making big time money and she didn't get a contract like that.
Oh, yeah. Which, I mean, doesn't necessarily fall into inappropriate behavior. It does kind of fall into inappropriate behavior, but everyone knows about that now. So I don't know if that's what he's speaking of. It's like, well, it's not for like sexual assault or whatever, because he didn't sexually assault somebody. He cheated on his wife, and apparently he was with another streamer. I'm just going to clarify for everyone that doesn't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And apparently the Twitch had them sign NDAs to not talk about it. Or I guess, I don't know who did. I assume Twitch. And that when he got his big old promotional
payday,
yeah, that other streamer was like, give me money or fuck this NDA. I have a bigger story to sell. And that's why they were just like, how about this? Bye.
They'll cancel it and he can go his separate ways.
Yeah. So we'll see.
So Metacritic has been in a tough spot with people reviewing games and doing so within the first day of release and essentially just review bombing the game, right? Say they don't like something from it. The Last of Us 2 was the last straw for Metacritic, as they're implementing some new changes, and they're implementing a wait period on user reviews, and it is going to be a 36-hour period where you have to wait. I think this is good, but at the same time, they can just wait 36 hours to review bomb something again.
Mm-hmm.
What I propose is that you have to officially prove that you purchased the game, and it's very easy to do so. You link your Steam account, you link your PS4 account, or you link your Xbox account, and it shows that you own the game, you have the game, and it allows you to do a review on it. I think that a verification system like that would be, because they all have open APIs for that kind of stuff, right? Like you can you can sign in and link.
Yeah, I mean, if I can link my PlayStation, Xbox, Steam, Epic, whatever to Discord, you can do it anywhere else. Obviously, there's some API shit going on somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I propose that that's what they do, is you have to care enough to leave a review. So care enough to link your accounts and prove that you purchased the game, you own the game.
You know what else they should do? If they can pull that information,
how long
they should also allow the developer to put a time lock on it, or sort of like not only have to own the game, if our game story is 20 hours long, you have to put in at least 5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be good too.
And you know, if it's a multiplayer game, again, you have to put in at least 2 hours.
Because Steam tracks it. You have all that data showing, you know, how long you played.
Yeah.
PlayStation does, Xbox does. So yeah, I think that's a fantastic idea, and I think that's what they should do.
Yeah. Just a way. Yeah, that way, again, you don't have people come in like, oh, you know, I don't know, because I guess on the other hand, there are some people who will play a game like us, where we played that Remnant or whatever the fuck it was called, and we played for like 2 hours. Yeah, and we were like, fuck this game. You know, and now I didn't go review bomb it, because that game might be for somebody. It was very beautiful to look at, but it also was very hard and not my type of game. But yeah, so they're, you know, that one, that would suck if they're like, well, you can only, you have to put in 5 hours. It's like, well, I knew immediately I wasn't going to fucking play this game. Like,
yeah.
But well, it wasn't, maybe, because I thought the game sucked, you know, so it's
just wasn't for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what they should do too is also just verify accounts or keep records. If you want to leave a review, you have to earn it. You have to, like, you can only leave, like, say about this, you can only leave like a certain amount of characters for your first reviews. And if they're rated well, then you could leave longer reviews and more in-depth reviews until eventually you basically, like forum style, like you kind of earn your way through and you earn that trust. And that way, if you do shit post, you have like a history of shit posting. They just won't let you, or they'll be like, this review is, you know, take it lightly or whatever.
That's a great idea too, because you could get rated based on your reviews. And so if you just shit post everything and it's your first time or your fifth time, have it automatically disappear and it doesn't count towards the actual Metacritic.
Or it has to have a mod approval beforehand before it'll be posted.
Auto mod.
Well,
that's auto mod, you know.
Yeah, an auto mod. Yeah, because if you have someone actually moderating, then I can see issues with it. Where it's like,
not with that, but I mean, like, I don't agree with this. Attention. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, flag your request where it's like, man, this person has left 10 negative reviews on 10 games on here.
All AAA titles or
all something. AAA titles, and it's all just shit posting.
All female led characters.
Right.
Yeah, I just feel like 36 hours isn't enough, because gamers are very vindictive and they will wait. They will go after it. Like, they don't give a shit. Like, they'll, yeah, like, oh, okay, cool.
As soon as that period's up.
Yeah, boom. Drop the hammer. And so, you know, gamers are, you know, it's a sad thing to say because we are all gamers and we love gaming, but gaming has some of the most toxic behavior. You know, I think that they can do more to curb that, you know?
Yep.
Agreed.
Microsoft has announced that they are halting production on the Xbox One X and all digital Xbox One S. I wonder why.
We can't imagine.
What's going on over there?
They're giving up.
They make too many. Are they just done?
Sony did it. Sony finally won. They won. The console war is officially over, ladies and gentlemen.
Nintendo Switch is like, really? Really?
That's it. And then we also have a story, which is a no-brainer. I put this in here because it was just like, all right, no shit. Gamers are spending way more in 2020 than they have in a decade. Because, I mean, it's quarantine, right? Like,
yeah, man, everyone's at fucking home.
Everyone's at home. Like, duh. Like, duh.
Well, and also microtransactions are like in 3/4 of the games we play these days. So, of course, people are going to spend more money because people want to boost. Some people just credit card or something.
When your game is free, but I can spend $20 on skins, it's definitely going to feel like I only spent $20 on something than not $60 plus.
I'm pretty sure I've spent over $100 in Fortnite nowadays.
Mo?
You don't play that.
No, not about Fortnite, but how much money have you spent?
Oh, he's game, already Mo? Talked about it in Discord. He's talked about it. He has no shame about it. Which is great because he loves what he loves. So,
Smite did one that was awesome. Like, they had a pass where at the beginning, before it was still in beta, they had a thing where it was $30, but then you got all the gods and all the future gods. And so to this day, since I was an early adopter, I still get all those future ones like Avatar and shit. They're like included. So it's pretty rad.
Oh, Avatar movie?
The Last Airbender. They're doing a crossover event right now.
Oh, that's cool.
But it is the M. Night Shyamalan version, so it's the live actor, and he runs around. It's like Street Fighter the Arcade, the movie.
No.
I'm not kidding.
No. We don't kid about that, Kev.
I forgot to add this to the top where we're talking about Twitch, but Twitch is also going to be streaming video from Radio.com broadcasts now. So they've gone into a partnership with Entercom, and they're partnering to let big name stations start to stream. So you're going to get a lot of stuff going on, I guess, over there. Cool.
Lovely. Howard Stern live.
Well, no, you got to pay for him.
No.
Mm-hmm. No, you do.
So you get this weirdo with the New York jersey live.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to get a lot of sports talk radio, right? Like Red Sox, Yankees, all that kind of stuff. And you can watch them. Guess like I don't it's radio It's sports talk radio. I tried listening to sports talk radio for the first time in forever in the car the other day, and I was like, all right, let's see how they're doing with everything shut down. And I was like, oh, good. It's nothing but ads. I got 5 minutes of talk, and then the rest is ads.
Sounds all right.
So I was like, nah, I'm out. Let's see, a couple more things before we get out of here today. Microsoft is launching Project X Cloud, their streaming service, in September, which is a lot sooner than I thought that they would.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that they were going to, like, beta this thing out for another couple years, but they're comfortable with how it stands. And I'm sure they're in no place to where it's going to be standalone, and that's why they're bundling it together with your Ultimate subscription. You have it, like, you have access to it right away if you have the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, which is $14.99 a month. So it's good for you. You know, you'll be able to try this out. This will allow them to also beta test it for however long they want with a large scale of people. And it may end up becoming some, you know, the future, which they are planning on. So they're also wanting you to be able to click a link and immediately try out an Xbox game, which is something that was promised with that whole Stadia setup. They wanted Stadia to be included, which I don't know why it isn't right now. Like, you should be able to go on a developer's website, see that the game is available, or it's, you know, I want to try a beta of this, and Stadia instantly launches. Where's that? They talked about that. It didn't happen, but I think that Xbox will.
Let's talk about all the other things that Stadia promised that haven't been true.
Yeah, that's fair.
Let's Google.
So
I've been in this beta though for a few months, and it works well. I mean,
if you've got
a great connection.
Stadia?
Yeah, the Stadia. It's been post beta for so long now. The Project X Cloud. Wow. And it's awesome, man. I mean, it looks amazing. And I mean, like I said, if you have the bandwidth on your phone or whatever, it plays great on my Galaxy S10. So make sure you have a Bluetooth control, because the touch controls obviously
sucks. Yeah.
Aren't that easy. Yeah.
It'd be interesting for to see, like, on an iPad or something, how it runs and
mm-hmm.
I guess on 5G, because it's just going to look terrible on 4G with the service that we have now. So, you know, next generation of chips and phones and stuff will be really interesting to see how it plays out. But that's where it'll really start to shine, is on gaming on the go and gaming, like, but who wants to game those big experiences on your phone or tablet, like, on the go? Like, I just don't see it as, like, I can't see myself wanting to play multiplayer games sitting on the train or bus going to school or something, being like, oh, I've got to get this. Like, it's just not a comfortable, like, scenario, right?
But how many people play Fortnite on mobile? I mean, you got to think about stuff like that. And plus, people going to and from places, yeah. Flying, you know, planes, trains, automobiles.
I guess, like, it's, I mean, just, I would, my perspective. That. Yeah, I'm saying all that, and I'm like,
do you think you're going to have a good enough signal on a fucking airplane, Kev?
You have the Wi-Fi signal on there now.
Dude, they offer,
they have, like, built-in Wi-Fi.
1 megabyte,
like,
per
$30
second.
Yeah, for like a megabyte.
I don't give a shit. I never use it. I'm not saying I would do it. Like, I can calm my gaming urges for a flight. I'm saying other folks who want to get into that, or, you know, like,
but we're also saying
members.
that's not going to happen on a flight.
Yeah, that's just
okay. I don't give a shit. I'm not, like I said.
Why
it's not,
are you getting so defensive, Kevin?
Because I did it on a flight. I paid $30. No.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I have definitely had flights where I'm like, man, I just want to fucking get on Telegram or whatever. Mm-hmm. I've paid that fucking fee, but I'm saying it's still shitty internet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't tell you when we're. Where did I go? I went somewhere, and it was for my sister's wedding, and I went up to Ohio, and I was staying in, like, a fucking Hilton, and I was like, oh, shit, I have a Hilton hotel, like, account sort of thing, which gets you, like, their fastest internet, right? And that shit, I did a speed test on, and I was getting, like, 0.16 down.
Oof.
Yeah, and I was like, who the fuck is this for? Like, this is your best internet? And I called on the front desk, and they're like, oh, it's supposed to be much faster than that. Well, we'll see what we can do. they refunded that because I still had to pay like $5, but they refunded me the $5. And I was like, stupid fucking, what is this? What's the point of this goddamn Hilton like thing? If I don't get better, what is this shit? This is terrible.
Yep.
And then the public internet's even better.
The public internet was just, it was just as bad. It was like essentially the same thing. And it was just like, I thought this was supposed to be like a hunt, like a hundred up, hundred down. And it was definitely not that.
No, it's a hundred up and
that's
down
tweet.
Shared between everyone in the building.
Yeah, apparently, right?
So it'll be interesting. xCloud will be able to try it out in September. It'll be exciting. So we'll talk more about that, I'm sure, when that comes around. What's interesting in sports for video games is that EA is going to be removing the Washington Pro Football Team's name. And
like they don't even say it in the, in the article. Like that, you guys, you know, we're not going to say it.
Yeah. They're like, it's a no-go now. So they're going to go with a generic logo, generic colors, I guess.
Until something's announced?
Until something's announced.
Yeah, because they can just patch it on the fly, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The first thing, you know how much work that has to go into get involved in that? Because now they have to wipe out every time that somebody says Washington, you know what. And like any kind of reference to that team history, all the audio has to be scrubbed and then they have to re-record it for the generic team. And then they have to re-record it when the new team name gets announced.
Yeah, and that's the thing is like this game comes out in August.
Mm-hmm.
August 25th. So, like, I have to imagine, like, one, I can't believe they didn't already have a name. Like, because they were like, hey, we're gonna announce the name soon, you know, and then it was like, okay, cool. And it's like, hey, you know, it's been a week. Like, how the fuck do you not
keep sending more offensive names at each other? And yeah, they're like, how about this one? They're like, that's even worse. Like,
you literally can't know. You can't know. I did, but yeah, how?
I think if they probably don't have a new name because they don't even know if that owner's going to be in the league next month.
Oh, yeah, with all the harassment or the sexual stuff going on.
All that
don't they
stuff.
Have, like, a board of directors that can name something? That can just fucking name the team?
I'm sure the NFL's working with them because they want it to be cool, like everything else. We haven't had a new NFL name in a while, so they're like, well, we can't name it, like, the Jackrabbits or something. We got to have something cool. So
I'd be like, what the... Do they have an XFL team? Just fucking take their name.
Yeah.
I mean, they could always use just the Washington Generals, right? That'd be fine.
Right. This is one of those.
I think it's not already a team.
Maybe.
In the NFL?
No, not in the NFL, but like other.
Washington.
Yeah, well, fuck. But this has got to be one of those times, though, where they have got to be looking up at New England going like, you pieces of shit. The Washington Patriots is a better fucking name than the New England Patriots, you goddamn bastards. like...
Globetrotters, yeah. Oh, the Globetrotters offered to sell them the name. Yeah, it looks like the Generals are an American basketball team who play exhibition games against the Harlem Globetrotters.
Against the Harlem Globetrotters.
And lose every time.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Hey, it's just like the Washington, Washington's team. It'll be very familiar.
Thank you, Mr. Ambassador, for that info. Yeah, so they said that they won't be able to change everything instantly, but they're going to change the name right away. The first changes should be tweaked with commentary, uniforms, stadium art, and similar areas. Yeah. And then the MLB has announced that they will be pumping in sound, crowd noise to each game, and it'll be supplied by the MLB The Show game.
That's ridiculous.
I love it. I fucking love it. Remember when I was talking about this the other day where I was like, I think I'm just going to stream CPU versus CPU. Yeah. I mean, we're basically getting that now.
It's so funny.
Oh, sound. I mean, at least they're thinking, you know, they're thinking outside the box.
There is ESPN reports that stadium sound engineers will tap into roughly 75 different sound effects from the show video game series to bring in additional outside noise to the crack of the bat.
Oh, man. They're sitting there with a stream deck, just fucking hitting buttons.
Crack. What if they get it wrong with the crack of the bat? What if it's not? What if they miss? They accidentally hit the button. They're like, swoof, crack. And it's like, it was a strike.
Yeah.
Come on, Gary. Just does,
out of nowhere, the price is wrong. Burr, 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 burr. Sorry, I'm still learning the soundboard.
Oh my god!
I'm looking up names of potential names, stuff that people have given them as alternatives
for Washington.
One of them was interesting. Was Washington Renegades, which that's what I was saying. I was like, wasn't it Dallas Renegades? Wasn't that like the Dallas NFL team?
Yeah, it could. So, I mean, they could take it. Why not?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then I was even like, oh, like Washington Federals would be funny, and like that's like not like someone has like that. Oh, that'd be good. But the Washington Red Tails. Named after the Red Tails, the Air Force. The Air Force. It was like one of the only black like Air Force.
There was a movie based on them from
George Lucas.
George Lucas, yeah.
The Red Tails. Yeah, they were fighter pilots, and they were black fighter pilots.
Huh.
Oh my god! I even love the logo that. Oh, I don't love the logo that. Hold on, I'm going to share this with you guys real quick.
Red Hawks.
Can we share it in Discord so we can get the Hank Hill butt out of the way?
I haven't seen
it. I've been staring at that for this whole stream.
I don't like
Washington Monuments. Like, that's a good name, too. Mm-hmm. Warriors.
Yeah,
kind of
again,
just okay.
It's like that team. They just stand in place and get let the game get lost. Oh, no. That's
the face can't be the same color.
No, that's not the one I was looking at. Here, I'm sending one. It doesn't have the red tails in it. Yeah, it does.
There you go. Okay, the Red Hawks. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Red Hawks is cool. The Warriors one is okay. It's still kind of like but I like the Washington Monuments.
Yeah,
it's like those are cool.
I would like Chicago to adopt the Red Hawks for the Chicago.
Is that the Blackhawks?
Even this would be a cool logo.
Oh, totally.
Dude, I like the idea of the Red Tails because then you don't have to change your color scheme. You don't have to do any of that shit. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you're like
representing. Completely flipping the script.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a positive thing. So, okay, let's get out of here. That's our show. Stay tuned. If you have any questions, you're more than welcome to ask it on the after show. That'd be fine with us. Until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.